Stars. Good morning, angels.
Thank you, Dean Jefferson, for sending this one in to us. He told us a story about Patrick Nkuna, who lives and breathes cricket. And he is currently a coach at Pretoria Boys High School. He coaches the under-14Bs and individual players as well. And obviously with the coronavirus lockdown, it's hit all forms of sport pretty hard in our country, even basic exercise restrictions. So, which means no income for coaches like Patrick. Has to stay home and wait it out, which of course has horrible effects on your life. On the line, let's catch up with Patrick Nkuna from Mama Lordy this morning. Hey Patrick, good morning, how are you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
All right, man, thank you. Tell me about your passion for cricket.
Yeah, my passion for cricket started at Mama Lordy. I used to play for a club in our area, and I was one of the guys who just bloomed and got a bursary to go to a private school. And then that's when I started realizing that I've got the potential to play the game, and the love started growing from there.
Okay, you played for Northerns.
Yeah, I played for Northerns from the youngest age, age group around about 11, still close to under 19 level. And I've also played almost franchise cricket, which is, in the olden days, you used to know as Northerns B, for the Titans. Yeah.
Who's your favorite cricketer?
My favorite cricketer is actually the guy I used to play with. He played in the same team, AB de Villiers, which is, I had a lot of respect for him. And I played with him in the under-19 provincial team, and he made it through to the South African setup, which is, he was my favorite player, and still my favorite player.
Were you a batsman?
Yes, I was more of a batting all-rounder.
Okay.
I batted more and then bowled a little bit. That's what I did.
Tell me something, obviously now, and I feel for people. So the lockdown has an effect, obviously, on the sporting code for two reasons. Number one, the coaches and the teachers can't earn. But secondly, also, you know, to keep the players fit and interested and motivated, you know, is a tough one, right?
It's a very daunting task. I mean, it's very difficult for them also. I mean, last week I spoke to a couple of my players via WhatsApp and stuff. I can see that the boys are taking a lot of toll on it. So it's a very difficult time for us as coaches and as players also.
So you've been at home kind of waiting this out, I suppose also waiting to earn money again.
Yeah, since the lockdown started, I've been stopped from the first day till today. So as you can imagine, me as a professional coach, sportsman, it's very heavy on me and also on my family. At the moment, there's no earning coming, there's nothing going on in terms of, to make sure that we have a proper living. At the end of the day, it's affecting everybody in our country, which is we have to be patient and really stick it out. That's my personal view.
I've got a picture here of your family, you and your family in front of me. Are those your kids?
Yeah, I've got two kids, the daughter and a son. And I've posted my family videos and photos to you guys. What you see on the photos is the whole family together.
All right, so it's tough at the moment. I really feel for you and all the other people in the sporting world, the coaches, the players, because the problem, of course, is, you know, when the competitions resume, you need to be on your top form again, just like that. And it's a tough one. I really, really, really do. And like even the swimmers and the athletes and stuff, Olympic Games coming up. I hope that you could get back to training and coaching as soon as possible. You've heard, obviously, you're a big cricket fan, Dean Elgar, right?
Yes, he is.
He's a fantastic player for Tiaz and Titans. Well, he's on the other line this morning. Dean, how are you? Good morning.
Morning, Martin. How are you?
Good, thank you, man. How's the lockdown been for you?
It's been quite challenging, quite frustrating not being able to get outdoors. Being an outdoorsy person, playing a bit of golf in the off-season, it's been quite challenging. But, yeah, saying that, we're just trying to keep the sanity and, just trying to keep things going.
You guys do a very cool thing there at the Titans. Tell us about it. What do you call it? The locker room players' kitty.
So basically, it's something that was started quite a few years ago. So this is a past and present players initiative that we've started. So what we have is it's basically our players fund that we have, and it's only accessible to the players and for what the players need. So basically what we've done is during this tough time, a few of us have sat down and thought maybe we should give back to the community. As we know, it's been quite tough for every industry out there, sports, be it sport or different businesses. It's been quite hard, and I mean, this is a small token for us to give back.
So this player's kit of yours, how much is in it?
I don't know the funds. You're going to have to ask our finance folk. But I think it's accumulated quite nicely over the years, and this is like man of the matches that the players receive. Half of that goes into the players' kitty. So, I mean, it's shared amongst the players. And
It's standing at the moment at 12,500 Rand, which we're going to give to you, Patrick, and your family. We'll top it up. We'll send you 15,000 Rand this morning to your phone in Angel Rands just to make a tiny bit of a difference during this lockdown period, Patrick.
Thanks a lot. That's really, I really appreciate it. That will go a long way, and I think my family will also appreciate that a lot.
I love the fact that, you know, as Dean said, this kitty that they, you know, top up from time to time is normally for the players, but they decided as a team, as a Titans family this morning, that they want to rather give it to you. I think it's very cool.
I really, that's what I'm saying. I've also grown as a Northern cricketer. And from the young age, I really, really, this very close to my heart. I really, really appreciate the donation, which is, that's what I'm saying. My family, I think they will be the ones which is appreciated a lot. And thanks a lot to the Northern Cricket and for the tackling side, also the professional side.
So, Dean, thanks to you and your teammates. We appreciate it for a fantastic, beautiful gesture.
Thanks a lot, Martin. Thanks a lot for having me. And I hope that can really help Patrick and his family out, and I can go a long way for it.
By the way, while I have you on the line, what are they telling you guys? What is the outlook?
At the moment, it doesn't look extremely good for us. We're fortunate in a sense that we are in our off-season now. But with regards to international fixtures, we've heard absolutely nothing. I think our tour potentially to the Caribbean in July is also going to be affected, which is a bit of a bummer because it's quite a nice place to go and tour. But saying that, are all the safety first, I guess. But yeah, it's a frustrating time. I mean, watching no sport on TV is something so unusual for the likes of me, and I'm sure I speak of many other people out there. But yeah, let's hang tight and hopefully things turn around soon.
Super. How's it to all the other guys? And thanks for that beautiful gesture. Nice to catch up with you, Dean. Cheers, man.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Martin. Ciao, bye.
Patrick, nice to catch up with you as well. All the best to you and your family in Mamelodi this morning. And, man, keep the passion for cricket. Keep coaching. Make some more stars. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Patrick. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good job, Angels. Good job.
Wat jullie voor die mensen doen is amazing. Ik heb niet woorden, hou aan met al goede werk. Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.